Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Thank you.
are now listening to the Breadman One-Time Show. Y'all already know we're going to have a great time this morning. Y'all know what today is. For those of you that are not working, I hope that y'all are doing something positive for someone. Well, y'all know how the bread man do it. I give y'all the inspirational vitamin, and then we'll go right into the greeting meet on who we're going to have on the show today after the inspirational vitamin and prayer. And then we can get this show started, and we don't plan on to be on here all day because everybody got something to do positive for someone today. So let me get started here. Today, our topic is going to be thankful in everything. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. You can look into Proverbs 15 and 16 for that. As I read on, there's a lot of interference in the background. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Just hold on there. Hold on there. I got you. Christian is so busy looking for a spectacular revelation of the miracle-working God that he is not able to see God at work in the common everyday things. When you have learned to appreciate the small blessings from God, you will see how God is at work in your life. The wonder of friendship, the kindness of strangers, and the understanding heart all expresses of the greatness and the blessings of God. Make a decision today to never again take anything for granted. Thank God for his blessings, and you will unlock the treasure room of God and fill your life with new beauty and riches. Thank you for allowing me to be here on this line this morning to bear witness to those that may need some encouragement, O Heavenly Father. I thank you for allowing us to bear fellowship and share words that are encouraging with one another. I ask that you keep everyone safe this week. I ask that if there's anyone sick, that you heal them, O Heavenly Father. I ask for those that are dealing with difficulties within their life, I ask that you change that right now in Jesus' name. I ask right now, Heavenly Father, that you continue to keep us safe, allow us to reach the goals that we would like to accomplish, oh Heavenly Father. I ask that you allow all of us to increase our wages and better our situation. I ask all these blessings and more. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Good morning, good morning. I have a lot of things going on this morning. Y'all know that I stay right here in Georgia, so you already know what a bread man should be. Let me just tell you, wow. It's already, I got calls, it's already off the chain, downtown Atlanta, GA. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But the bread man is here with you to basically share this day with you, this special holiday, MLK holiday. I'm here with you guys, and we're going to have some fun. So with that being said, I have a special guest on the line. His name is Mr. Performance Mike.
Good morning. How's it going, Breadman?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Hey, we're knee-deep in that white stuff, but we're having a good time.
Man, that is awesome. That is awesome. For all the callers that are out there, we do have a good little bit on here today, this special holiday. This is Mr. Performance Mike. Go ahead, Mike, you know what? You go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody. And go ahead, Mike.
How's it going, everybody out there, man? This is Mike from Mr. Performance up in South Central Michigan. Having a good time, enjoying the time here I get to spend with my special friend, Mr. the Bread Man himself, and we just having a good time doing a little thing here, doing a little thing there, and, you know, we love what we do. We're a small speed shop, South Central Michigan. We specialize in cylinder heads, and if you hit some car shows, You might have seen some of our special shotgun scoops with the evil eyeballs floating around on occasional magazine cover and stuff, too. So not bad for a small-town speed shop, just out having fun.
Great, great, great. And the reason I got Mr. Performance on here due to the fact is he is one of my sponsors for my class, and I've been trying to get him on, but he's been having a little hacker with his business. Mikey, I noticed you didn't give out the how they can get in touch with you and basically all the goodies that you can get for them.
You know what? Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Brad, man. Like I said, specialize in aluminum heads. We do put together an occasional bullet here and there, but we are a full-service speed shop. We ship all around the world. We're on Amazon. We're on eBay. But the best way to get a hold of us is just pick up that line and call me, Mike or Taz, and it's 517-279-8766, and we'll be happy to swing whatever you need your way.
Sounds great. Sounds great. There you go. And, Mike, you know, I do have to admit this is – I'm also sponsored by Grudge, Inc. They pay the bills here on this show, and I want to give a big shout-out to them as well. But, hey, what we do here is we have a host of guys that well, we grudge race all across the country. And I'm trying to think of, I got a buddy up there where you at that got a lot of folks up there in Michigan that actually have a show up there as well. I'm going to introduce you guys here. As soon as I see their number key in, I'm going to definitely get you guys tied in with each other. But with that being said, Mike, we are getting closer. My day is coming. Artilio is definitely working hard and getting finishing up everything, little small things. So we'll be going battle stations here in the next couple months, I'm sure, as soon as it warm up a bit. So,
yeah, we're going to be waiting a little longer than that up here. But you know what? We got some hitters, you know. We got some huge hitters up here in Michigan. You know, Detroit right down the road, you know. They play and they play hard, you know what I mean? And it's just they take it just as serious here as they do any other place in the country. I hit the net and I watch a lot of what's going on around, and the grudge racing has become a phenom all its own. And you know, it's the people, the personality, and foremost the cars. We reached a level of insanity in grudge racing that's just unbelievable. And the ingenuity, the thoughts that go into building these cars is incredible, and it's some of the greatest minds out there.
Oh, yeah. And what Grudge Inc. is trying to do, Mike, is honestly is trying to cultivate that particular side of it so that we can come and play on any form. You know what I mean? You know, with grudge racing, our main thing is secrecy. The secret of what my car is. So, I mean, and we're trying to put that together and merge with everyone out there, all the other grudge racers, and come together and have one big grudge scene. And that's our goal. You know what I mean? What do you think about that? You think that can ever be done, Mike?
I think you'll still have your factions that, you know, hang loose and do it their way. But I think as far as the sanctioning, you know, if we look at the different tracks and the promoters, they're setting aside days already all over this nation for grudge racing. I mean, there's special events, no ET. I mean, it's actually quite crazy up here in this area, you know, how many days they're setting aside for this. I think a national series, you know, along is easily doable. I can't see any reason why it wouldn't be. I mean, my God, it's a phenom. I mean,
right.
There's so many people out there that are building cars that it's crazy, you know. And if a money race comes, you know how it is. And if you got a sanctioned event where you can stand on top of the lift and say, man, give me that hardware, man, I'm number one, we all get a rush from that too.
Exactly, exactly. And that's all I'm saying. I mean, not to actually sanction it, but to organize it better so that we can recognize, if we know that in that area that, you know, Mike's Performance Shop is the man up there, that's who we have to come and knock off. And if somebody wants to come up there and try you or the Speed Shop, then that's what it is. It is just say, hey, you know, he's the man this year. You know what I mean? And whatever class you choose to get in, that's what we're trying to do. We got a 29 class, quite naturally, a back half class. You know, we got a 28, you know, the fastest on 28. It's coming along very well. And I'd be recognized as, you know, stock suspension king of the year. You know what I mean? It's so
Extreme
many different things.
Extreme 275. Yeah,
but
I mean,
we ain't got that far yet. We ain't got that far yet.
Yeah, but you will, and you both, and we both know you will. I mean, it's a matter of time because there's a lot of guys building cars toward that specific too. I think if you bring it to the area, the way grudge racing is if you pack it up and you bring it, the best is going to show up to play with you.
Yeah,
you know it, and I know it. They ain't gonna want nobody coming in on their turf taking it apart, man, and they're going to send the best guns at you, you know. So I think really it would grow. We've seen some other shows that weren't even on the near level of grudge racing blossom into a sensation, and grudge racing to me is one of the most unpredictable, on the edge, pushing insanity, you know, races out there that it's a phenom. It's going to pack the stands. It's good, you know, the best is going to show up. The best brings the best out of everyone.
Right.
So
right.
If you bring the best in, you're going to find the best waiting. And I think grudge racing and having a, you know, showdowns all over the place, if that's what you want to refer to them as, is a absolute idea, and it's going to grow beyond, you know, it has the availability to grow beyond the phenom of any of these other things that they've attempted. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, yeah. We're basically looking for great facilities to, you know, frequent, and it's not about, it's not going to be about just that one, you know, Grudge Inc. It's just not about Grudge Inc. It's about everyone participating with it, and, you know, just like you know, you got a couple of Grudge cars over in your shop as well that's pretty fast, and, you know, for everybody, for us to come up there and play around and get races, that'll be great on our behalf. The people out of this area, I'm saying. And,
oh, yeah, and
you know,
we've got some great racing facilities up here, too. I mean, you get a chance, you know, to see some beautiful racing facilities. I mean, we have an anomaly in this area this year. We just opened an 8th mile drag track near the shop here. I mean, that's something that's just not happening anymore.
Right.
You know, and with so many tracks closing nowadays and going by the wayside, to have one actually reopen that's been closed for 35 years, that tells
right.
you that the people are coming out. And I've been up to that track a few times this year. And, I mean, the day it opened, it was crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy. You know, I seen a full-size step-side Chevy pickup take out a Mustang with a 14-degree small block in it. I mean, when you see stuff like that, you're like, oh, wow, you know, and you know that people have brought it. And grudge racing, to me, is pure fun. You know, I also work at a racetrack, and
right.
I tell them every time in the driver's meeting, you know, just remember to have fun. You know, that's what it was all about in the beginning. Winning is winning, but having fun is bigger.
Exactly. 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 Well, that's what, you know, we plan on doing this year. And I tell you, Mike, you know, I can't wait to warm up this on this side as well. And we're going to definitely move with the trend and with the, you know, the way things are going now. It's just looking like it's gonna be a great year. 2014, a great year. What I'm going to do is...
I expect the bar to be raised every year in grudge racing because the minds at work are just amazing minds. And you and I both know, you know, that one guy brings it, the next guy is going to look to one-up it. And it's going to keep escalating, and it's an awesome deal for us to live in this day and time where we have the ability to do what we do that 30 years ago drag racers could only dream of. I mean, we've got 8-second cars that drive to the racetrack.
Right, right.
20 years ago, they'd have laughed at us. We are in
exactly.
a great world to be in drag racing and motorsports in general. This is the best time in the world. And, man, you can't trade this for nothing, man. You can't trade it for nothing.
That's true.
And I tell you, I mean, me and you have been friends a long time, man. We hung out. We had some good times. And, you know, them Georgia boys bring it up. Them Florida boys bring it up to Michigan. Texas boys, wherever they come out of, they bring it up here. They take it to Illinois. The best is going to find the best. You and I know it. And I think this grudge deal is awesome. And, I think bringing them around and putting them up and shutting them up is what it's all about, man.
That's what I'm talking about, Mike. That's what I'm talking about. And I thank you, Mike, for coming on. You don't have to go anywhere because I don't know if anybody, if y'all got anything y'all want to holler at Mike about, this man is, he said a speed shop. So he can answer any of your questions, order you any parts you've been looking for. If you've been looking for a set of balls, just so you can go out there and hold it to the floor, Mike can order you. I'm just letting y'all know that anything y'all think of that you can't find, this man can find it. He can find it. So y'all can hit the one button. I'm getting ready to open up the lines and go into the next segment. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm sitting around here. I don't see my buddy. He's supposed to be on here. One of my grudging brothers. Let me stroll down and see where he at. Where you at, Stunner?
You keep that little Malibu hanging between the rails there, buddy.
Hey, you finna get on out of here, Mike?
If you're all done, yeah.
Hold on 1 minute, Mike. We got one.
You got it, brother.
706-6670. Appreciate you. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. You're on the Bread Man Show. Hello.
But I don't know why my phone's on mute. Good morning, Bread Man. Good morning, Mike. How y'all
doing? Good morning. How's it going, brother?
I'm pretty good. Trying to make it.
Stunner, what the news is? Hold on, Stunner. You know what I got to do when you come in here. The number one Stunner.
Hey, Brad, hopefully later this year I deserve that intro. Right now I'm just trying to do what I can do. You know, I've been battling with mishaps, but I can assure you I plan to do my thing in 2014.
Okay, that's what's up. I mean, you know, if you don't have a plan, then we ain't going, ain't nobody going nowhere. If we don't have a recap or something, then we don't. It is what it is. But, hey, Mike, you can hang around. I ain't going to hold you up because I know you were in the shop and you were trying to catch up on 800 email folks trying to catch up with. And I hate for them to be on the show and be like, that's why he didn't get in touch with me.
it is a busy time of the year for us up here. And when, like I said, we're small, so... You know, me and Taz pretty much pedal the bike from one end to the other and make it all happen.
Right.
But, I appreciate it, brother. Man, I look forward to seeing you up here in my woods, man. You know, anytime, any place, brother.
I know it. We gonna do something either up there or we'll do the Chicago again. So you know, when you go out there, that was,
yeah. You know, I'll be there mid July.
There you go. So hey, anytime. This is the show number, Mike. Anytime, and I'm glad you able to get on today and put out, you know, where you are and everything. And you'll be able to see your money in a couple more months, Mike. You'll be able to see your contribution. And I appreciate everything.
You know what, Brad, man? It's about fun for me, man. It always has been. It always will be. I love what I do. I'm blessed to get up every day and go out to that shop, man, and be able to play the way I play. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's where my heart, it's my passion, it's my love, it's my addiction. And there ain't nothing else in my life I want to do with it but right there.
All righty.
Thanks, Brad, man.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Have a good one. And have a good one, brother.
Mike. All right, you too. Peace. That's Mike from Mr. Performance, y'all. Like I say, if y'all got anything that y'all need to get in touch with that brother right now. But DJ, what's going on with you, DJ?
Fred, just trying to hold it in the road, brother. That's it. Trying to hold it in the road.
Get in touch with my other buddy, man. I try to get all y'all in here today, man. I can't believe this, man. We can't even get out here and march together on a day like the game. We only want to log in and call the Breadman Show. It's early. Y'all know y'all watched them games last night, and I know everybody ain't nobody going to work today. I know it. Oh, we got another hit, DJ. Uh-oh, here we go. 912-4274. What do you know? Welcome to the Breadman Show.
Well, what's going on, Mr. Breadman? DJ G.J. Grant, the number one stunner. What's going on, my brothers?
Dolomite, what's happening?
Not a whole lot, man. Not a whole lot. Shit, I was sitting here and I thought about it, looked at the clock because it's slow at work. I said, man, I got time to get on the Breadman Show. Man, let me call my brothers and see what's going on Martin Luther King Day.
Well, hey, hold on, Dolomite. You snuck in here on me. Hold on, Dolomite. The ex-champ, the Dolomite.
We lost a little hardware due to breakage, but it is what it is, man. It's a whole new year, so I think 2014 is going to be a good one too, man. A lot of surprises probably going to be for the year. I think it's going to be a lot of races where guys is racing not cars that sit alike. You know what I mean? There's going to be some challenges issued this year where maybe number one stunner might take on Stone Cold. I mean, if the spot is right and the situation is right, I think DJ Grant might take him up. Or whoever. I'm just throwing names out there. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be just like that.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. This year, anything is possible.
That's right. That's right. Make it interesting this year, shoot. I mean, if it's right, you think you can do it. Ain't nothing wrong with doing it. I mean, shoot, grudge racing has come a long way from the days of just grudging. Now you got
a
grudge shootout.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have been, you know, they've been trying to think, you know, when people say shit like me or this, like, this is how I feel like it should be put out there. All right, if you own, say, 28, and you call yourself a bell, or you call yourself one of the elites in 28, it should be no reason why two cars that sit alike, that's at the track at the same time, should not go at each other, period. It shouldn't be a time that he should back down to anybody else that's sitting like him if he calls himself a bell on 28. I mean, that's just my philosophy. That's what I feel like. Now, anything else, you just, you know, take a look, take a quick look and see if you like it and get on it. You know, everybody say you can't, you know, I think people get a misconception when people say, sit like me and blah, 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 you know. Grudge racing is you look at something, if you like it, down on that ass you go, period.
Yeah.
It ain't so much if they like this or like that. I mean, I plan to run, you know, Lord willing, everything goes according to plan. It's going to be several 29 inside cars that ain't going to be safe this year.
Daddy, uh-oh.
You heard it here first.
The standard going to come back in rough form for 2014. That's what you're saying.
Listen, man, I'm doing my due diligence. And it is what it is. I mean, I ain't going to say too much. Hell, I ain't got no oil pressure, so I can't say too much. But I know I'm in the right place. And I know I'm amongst people that can get the job done, so I can say what I'm saying in good confidence right now.
I hear you. That's what it's all about right there, man. That's what make you raise confidence anyway.
That's it.
I'm glad I got both of y'all on the phone because we do know that we're recognizing Martin Luther King Day today. And I just want to ask everybody on the phone, I don't just want two people to participate today. I want everybody to hit the one button, and I want to go down this list that we have and somebody say something positive about what they are going to do to change what they got going on in 2014. That's all I want.
You want me to start? I start.
Yeah, all I want. Hold on. Let me finish it up. Hold on.
Okay.
All I want is, I don't want people to be entertained. I want people to do the entertaining on them on their own. Because we get on these shows, DJ, I don't know if you noticed, but people get on to hear what we got going on, and they be too scared to just push the one button and say, hey, how you doing, or what's going on, or this is what I think. And see, we got to
stop this.
This is what I'm going to stop today.
Right.
I don't want y'all to call in and listen at me. I want y'all to call in and do this show with me. I need y'all to do this show.
Right.
And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm not an entertainer. I am not an entertainer. I am a motivator. I'm somebody who try to motivate each other to move forward, to the things in which we are trying to accomplish. And especially today, with it being a holiday, we all finna help one another. I just want y'all to say something positive about what you going to do to change 2014. Go ahead, Stunner.
Well, first and foremost, since I do have a show, so, I got to try to, lead by example a little bit. But what you said was absolutely right. I've talked to several people that sometimes they say, they listen in to the shows, but they don't want to get in because sometimes they just feel like the language sometimes a little too strong, and some people don't have as thick a skin as others, which is fine also. But, I think a lot of people are getting tired of the extra, I got to agree with them. I take a lot mainly for the sake of the show and trying to lead by example. Well, being a host, so I got to be able to have some thick skin to be able, because me and my co-host, we get a whole lot of it. Trust me, a whole lot of it. My thing is what I plan to do is, in any situation I'm around or anything I'm involved in, I'm going to try my best. It's all good as long as it's in the love and love for racing. I don't care what you say or do, long as it's about racing. I just want everybody to keep, the personal shit has got to stop. Excuse me for that curse word, but, we got to stop getting so personal.
You in the moment. Go ahead. You in the moment. This is what I'm trying to let these folks see, the realism. Go ahead, D, my bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we get a little too personal sometimes, somebody else's skin might not be as thick as my skin, or my skin might not be as thick as some other people's skin, but, what I'm going to try to do as far as I'm concerned, if I'm around or have anything to do in any situation, I see it getting personal, I'm going to do whatever I can to redirect it, stop it, or shut it down and put it back where it needs to be, and that's all in the sake of racing.
There you have it. Thank you, sir. We're going to move down the list. Your mic is going to remain open. Dula Mike, how you feel, brother?
What's going on, brother? Well, that's an interesting question because you always want to think you're doing something positive or something different. But what I'm going to try to do, man, is bring along some of the cars that don't get a lot of notoriety because they might not be as fast or
that's true
or as popular. So I'm gonna tell her to do me some on the photography part of or videography part of it. Try to showcase some of the guys, man, that might not be the household name type deal. You know what I mean? But they out there doing their thing just as much as the guys that are household names. So I'm going to try to bring along some of those guys and make sure I showcase them as well because they out there, you know, putting their heart and soul into it too. So I'm going to try to do that this year because I know a lot of times I fall to, and I got to, you know, put myself out there, I fall to running up and starting video the mega stuff, you know what I mean? And then the guys that got a little grudge that might not be that household name, you know, sometimes I don't run up there and give them the same due diligence, you know. So this year on the video side, that's what I'm going to try to do, man, is help my brother that might not be the household name to show that, they, you know, they getting their thing on too. It might not be at the scale or the notoriety of some of the other guys, and that would probably help. You know, cause I'm going to tell you one thing that I know about videoing. When you see yourself or your car on video, you don't see it. You know what I mean? You're glued to it. You're like, man, that's my car. Let me see how my tires did. Let me see this. You know what I mean? You kind of got glued to that thing. You know what I mean? So I think those guys deserve the same due diligence, man. You know what I mean? So when I see the small guy up there, I'm on video and put it down on them just like I did. So they can see themselves, you know, be proud, and you know, when they see themselves on the YouTube and see their car on YouTube, because it makes you feel good when you see yourself. People can say what they want. That's the reason why videographer, I mean, you know, is popular as well too, because you get a chance to see yourself. You know what I mean? You get a chance to be proud. I mean, people come up all the time to me, man. What's up, Dolomite? And I turn around sometimes, and I don't really know who they are, but they know me from, you know, videoing and stuff. Well, you know, I'm gonna bring along the small man this year. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Give him the same due diligence. I'm gonna do that on the video side, and then on the car side, I'm gonna try to you know put it down and get more races under my belt. We only had two last year, and then we broke. But you know, we was undefeated too. We beat the two we ran anyway. However it went, we won. But you know, so that's what I'm gonna try to do this year, man. Bring along the small.
I'll tell you one other thing that Dolomite that does. It motivates that racer that probably normally wouldn't consider traveling once they see their stuff out there and get a little, you know, get a little notoriety. Then it motivates that racer to do more and travel.
That's true. Which in turn helps our good racing because it make them make more. Come on, Dave, you're right. You're right about that, DJ.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Very good point. But that's what I'm going to try to do anyway, you know. And I'm sure other people got other things they can do, but that's something that as a videographer and other videographers out there, I hope they hear it too. You know, let's bring along some of the guys that we normally don't, you know, run up there and video because they might not be the household name. I'm trying to do that. So that's what I got anyway, you know.
It sounds good. I like that. You know, I think that there's a lot of people in grudge in that, you know, there's a lot of races that we missed out on. I mean, really, one of my all-time races of 2013 was right here locally. It happened between some guys out of Atlanta, two guys out of Atlanta that have been trying to get at each other for years now. And, you know, they finally got to it at Cold Killer Race. And, man, I'm talking about that to me, that was major. And they wasn't, you know, they wasn't no 470, and they wasn't no, you know, 390 guys and stuff like that. They was just your average two street car, no roll cage or stuff. And they, boy, look at him. A lot of people's looking forward to that, so. It worked out well, so
I know. They grudging hard too. Ain't they grudging hard? Just as hard as the man with, you know, everybody else. You know, they out there doing their thing too. So you're right, man. We got to bring them guys along because, you know what I mean, they part of this thing too. You know, and a lot of times I see myself filming the same old guys. Now I'm going to try to do a little something different this year. That's for sure.
There you go. Well, we're going to move on down. Dolomite, thank you. Your mic going to remain open, Dolomite, in case you want to help somebody out. 678-90-53. I see your hand up. Good morning. Welcome to the Breadman One Time for Your Mind. Come on.
Good morning, Breadman. Good morning, Breadman. Good morning, Breadman. And everybody, Happy New Year.
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to say, first of all, Dolomite, that I want to step on top of that right there with you, Dolomite. And I appreciate you saying that about looking at the little guys, because I'm one of the little guys. And I want
Hold on. You one of the little guys. We got one on the show, EJ Racing.
We went back a long way, and like the motivation of doing some things, we've always, talked about it, and each year we try to do a little bit more, and of course you doing a great job out here and getting the word out to people, and I'm ecstatically happy about that. And second of all, you're right. Let's do something positive, and let's grab some of these kids out here and bring them down to the tracks and try to change their perspective on life also, because we had a lot of old guys that passed away last year and the year before, that inspired me, you, and a lot of people, Dolomite, and to know those guys and what they brought to racing and the history that they brought with it, we kind of grasp that a little bit and say, okay, this is what I want to do. Like you say about the little guys as far as driving the streetcar. Hell, I used to rent a car and go to the drag strip because I didn't have a car to race. And it motivated me, and that made me want to get out there and race a little more and bring people out there and let them understand what drag racing is all about, because drag racing has always been the second sport to NASCAR. I don't like that, but it is. And We have a lot of good people. We have a lot of small people that's out there doing it that's not getting recognition, but they're not looking for recognition. But as you said, Dolomite, to be on the camera, to be on, to get on YouTube, to see yourself, will motivate them a little bit more, because a lot of them have thick skin.
Yeah.
I'm not a grudge racer, but I like bracket racing. I don't do street racing, but I like to watch it, Go ahead, Brett.
I got you on nothing. I agree with you 100%.
That's Dolomite. That's Dolomite talking to you.
We all need to do that too, man, because I'm telling you, that will grow the sport, just like the caller just said. That definitely going to grow the sport, because you start reaching back and pulling up instead of, ignoring those guys. That could be even a movement. I'm going to go and mute something. I got a call here. I'm at work.
Go ahead.
Well, it's a motivator. I just want to set that right there, and I ain't going to stay too long because Brett and Man know I get long-winded. But I'm going to be out there this year. I plan to be out there more this year than I was last year, even if I just had to go out there and eat a hot dog and watch the races. I'm going to be out there. And it's real good to be able to see you guys out there. And like I say, I'm a peon. I classify myself as just one of those ones that kind of stay back in the shadows, look and see. But I love to see you guys out there, and I love racing. Like you say yourself, I sleep it, dream it, and I wish we can, like I say, grab them other people, the young people, and bring them into what we're doing. So this year, I will have at least 6 new young people to go out there and enjoy what I enjoy this year. That's my goal.
Well, E, I appreciate it, and I also want to admit on the air, EJ, that this, for y'all that don't know, this is one of the, I consider him my big brother. He says he's a peon, but without his advice, without his, keeping me motivated, everybody needs somebody to motivate them and do the things that they try to accomplish. And that's what's so important about this particular day and this particular show. And that's why I was asking everybody to hit the one button. Since I've said that, everybody's still sitting back. This is so easy. I'm not asking for y'all to say y'all name. I'm just asking for y'all to participate. And this is why I'm opening up who I am, so that I can let y'all see that we are all the same. We all dream of racing. We all dream of getting to a level that we want to be at. But it takes everybody to be somebody. Here it is, my brother saying he's a peon. No, he's not, because I know where I am. I'm just standing next to people who have vehicles. But my big brother owned, he done won the World of Wheels 4 years straight. 4 years straight. If y'all know what the World of Wheels downtown Atlanta is, they moved it to Alabama now. But this is a world-renowned car show. And when you say he's a peon, yeah, you don't just win those things. Those are not small contests right there. So to me, in my eyes, they may not know who you are, but I do. And as long as me and you folks, you are somebody. So don't get on here and say I'm a little guy, because you're not. If you're on this show, you're somebody special, and I'll show you that today. So thank you, EJ.
Okay, DJ. I gotta agree with that. I say it all the time. Ain't nobody bigger than the other person. Everybody's the same. Nobody's more important than anybody else, because it's like this. You know, I want to say somebody that ain't gonna. I'll just use myself.
Ain't good enough to speak the truth, my brother. Just speak the truth. Nobody's gonna get offended.
Use myself, you know. Some people may think I'm this or that in the game, and I feel like I ain't no different, no better than anybody else. And everybody needs to realize that, and you know, and realize ain't if I left today, the game's still gonna go on. The game won't be affected. I may be missed, but it's not gonna affect the game. One monkey won't stop no show. So once we all realize that and realize we ain't no bigger or no better than anybody else, I think the game will be a whole lot better all in itself. You know, just from that standpoint alone.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Well, EJ, thank you for hitting the one button. You ain't never been afraid to do it. I'm going to move all down, because it looks like somebody else has gotten courage. And that's all I'm trying to do, encourage these people that are on this phone
right.
to say hello, how you doing, and hang up. That's all I'm asking for. Don't be
I got to go on mute for a little bit, Brad. I'll be back on in a minute.
All right. All right. All I'm asking is for an individual to step up to the plate today and say hello. You ain't even got to say your name. But just say, hey, how you doing? Okay, thank you. So, EJ, I'm going to move on down to the next one while they going and letting these lines up. I guess they finna really get on me, E, but hold on a minute. Going to the next caller. Caller, 803-9206. Good morning and welcome to the Bread Man One Time for Your Mind. How are you this morning?
Oh, Bread Man, you know I am not so proud that I can't call in and say, hey, this is Ernie.
Oh,
ask Ernie man. Tech. CompuCar Nitro Systems.
I can't believe you done called me from a different number, Ernie. You really set me up. You know you set me up, Ernie.
Well, you know, you sitting here trying to shame me now, you know. So I'm not shameful. I'll come out there and do anything. And where's my stepson? Where did he get off to? He get off the radio?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. His job, he's been having so much business till it's hard for him to get in here and really put his time in, honestly. But once
you
he gets things back together, you know what I mean, I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need some help, so. You know,
Cadillac sales must be doing good this time of the year.
I am trying to tell you.
Ernie, I'm right here, man. I had to run back into my office, man. I heard you.
Hey, don't mind.
I got my earpiece in my ear, and I said, man, that's my stepdad. Let me run back in here right quick. What's up, Ernie?
That's going to be a good year. Everything's going good. I don't know if y'all are aware, we've got a bottle trade-in program going on. If you send us your old bottle in, we'll sell you a new bottle for $100. That's with the Max Flow valve and the large siphon tube. So, you know, we've been raising so much hell about these bottles out there that's been burned up and beat up and 20 years, 30 years old. I figured we'd jump in and do something about it.
Wow. That's awesome.
That sounds good, boy. That right there is a money saver. Everybody know what the bottles cost, especially if you're getting brand new and then you get them little siphon too. Hey, Ernie, I'll tell you what we can do this Thursday, Amal. I can come over there. You still got that cutaway bottle? Let's show them what those bottles look like versus the bottles that they get. Let's do a do so. I'll call you. We'll talk about it. But
yeah, we'll do that. Plus, I got that one that was just about ready to blow up that we was able to get off the market out there. Yeah,
okay.
That would look good in a video.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
We'll do
oh,
that.
Oh yeah. Got the
well,
Brandman,
I just want to call in and stir the bread a little bit. Heard
hey,
you on. I've been listening
know,
to you.
Yeah, you know you know Ernie. I didn't get to the telling all the sponsorship, so I know you've been sitting back. I just hadn't had the opportunity. Today was a motivating, encouraged day. I just was like, you know, I wasn't trying to ask no names of people or whatever. I just wanted them to see. I wanted them to get out here and have a vision on basically what they wanted to improve on. So I have to ask you this question, Ernie. Now that I know, you know, what's going on, what do you think in your thoughts? I mean, because everybody have goals. So what are you looking to change in 2014 with you and your business, sir?
Well, you know, the way the speech was made is I have a dream. You know,
come
it's
on,
not
man.
I had a dream. It's not
come
I'm going to have a dream. You
come
got to
it.
Know, you got to have something going. You know, there's something
right.
got to be in life worth working for. So
there you go.
Your dream is where you want to be.
That's what I'm talking about. So what is your dream, Ernie? Do you dream to be at Ryan's on time when it come off, you know what I mean, out of the steamer on your plate? I mean, what is your dream, Ernie? Come on with it. I want to hear.
I want to make Dolomite the number one for all next year. I want to make Willie Dog the baddest ass grudge racer out there with his pickings. You know, that's what we're going to do. I like working with the small racers. Small racers
to me are more fun than
the big racers.
You said two of your supporters, but what about the 632 Outlaw class, Ernie? I mean, you didn't even say what, Ernie.
Man, we don't even dream about that. That 632 Outlaw class is going to be the balls to the wall show for the next year. I expect that to be one of the major players coming up.
Okay, sounds good. We want to know, Ernie, what and who, what do you have going on for 2014? You done told us Dolomite and Dog. I guess Breadman just got fired just a minute ago, Dolomite. He ain't say he wanted to see Breadman win 632 Outlaw class.
I got to get Breadman out of the garage.
There you go.
You know, I tell you what, I dream that Breadman is going to come out of the garage and show up at a racetrack where after he drives 8 hours to get to the racetrack, won't walk 10 foot to say hello to me. That's what I want.
Walk by me.
Don't even wave. Turns his head, embarrassed to see me.
Oh man. Dolomite, I guess I asked for that one. Well, Ernie,
yeah,
I don't.
You
asked. Y'all got tech talk for Ernie. He's on the line now. I know he. Ernie, you ain't got to go nowhere. You know what I mean. But if they need something, you know. Just key right in. Let me catch this other guy here that might have something to say. 678-8163. Should I say good afternoon? You're on the Bread Man Show. How are you?
Good afternoon, Bread. What's going on, man?
What's going on? One of the rookies of the year. For those of you that don't know, this is one of the sweetest Mustangs that you can ever see in your life, the Jolly Rancher. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time. So how are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, man. I was just checking. I just heard you saying people were scared to press the one button. I don't know what's going on, but I just checked in a little late. That's all.
Oh, ain't no big deal. Yeah, they you know, I was contemplating on having the show today because I had been wanting to tell this. I've been wanting to say this. Yeah, we've been having technical difficulties with the show, and now that they got me back on and doing the things I need to be doing, I've always sat back last year and entertained people, and it was putting me in a perspective where I was starting to feel uncomfortable with doing a show because if I was entertaining someone, I would definitely be doing it on a higher level than, you know what I'm saying? I'd be trying to really, you know, get on with, what's his name? I can't even think of the guy's name. One of these big-time promoters and go ahead and act. Yeah, yeah, but I'm not an actor. I'm just an individual that's trying to bring knowledge. I'm trying to bring wisdom. And I'm trying to bring some type of aid to the game, and I can't do this without the participation of the callers. That's why, you know, I mean, I don't. When we do shows, and Ernie get to talking about something that he's got going on, or he's trying to describe to us what's best to do something, and he say, okay, now what do you guys think? And everybody sit back. How is he supposed to know that someone's receiving it if you don't raise your hand and say, you know, thinking that it's, you know, crazy? Nobody knows who you are. I mean, I know some people's voices, but I'm not going to just exploit them and say what the deal is. And I'm trying to definitely change that. That's one of my things I want to change, the participation of these shows. But I didn't mean to just lay it on you, Jolly Rancher. You've always been a participator. And definitely one of the big-time names in grudge racing. You were right up there as far as on the list. You definitely made the list as grudge racer of the year. You made the list. Y'all hear me right now. I'm sure he made the list because he was in question. And I want to thank you right now on the show for all you've done for this show and all the racing that you've put out there. You know, all you, in my book, you know what I mean, you had a great 2013. It started out rough, but it ended well. So thank you, Jolly Rancher, for participating. And I do have to ask you also, what are you looking to do for 2014?
I race, man. Just race. Get at it.
That sounds good. Thank you, Jolly Rancher. On to the next one. 9-1-2. 34-56. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How are you? Hello. Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Bread?
What going on? How you doing?
Doing good, Brad. Doing good, Brad.
You know what the question is. Come on with it. We ain't got to talk about nothing. What are you looking to do for 2014? MLK Day. Do you have a dream or not? That's the next thing. Do you have a dream or not? What is your dream for 2014? Pardon me?
My dream for 2014. Do better than what I did in 2013.
And what did you do in 2013, sir? Go ahead and put it out there.
I raised a little. In 2013, I plan on raising a whole lot more in 2014. Do a little more tracking and everything.
Okay. And you're not going to say who you knocked off, or do you want me to say it, sir? Because I really want to tell the fans who you knocked off. I really do.
Hey, you can tell them, Brett.
Well, this particular individual knocked off. Hellboy. He knocked Hellboy off. He knocked off Mr. Mason. And he knocked off, what's the guy named? Neely. Lester. Mr. Yeah. Lester. So you went, what was your record last year? You went, what, 5-0?
Yes, sir, 5-0. I'm trying to do a little bit better this year.
There it is. He went 5-0, and this is the Gold Rush call. Yeah.
Hey, Brad, but I'm gonna knock your brother out of here.
Sir, your mic is breaking up. Have a good day, sir. All righty. We're going to the next caller. 708-8961. Welcome to the Brad Man Show.
Hey, what's going on, Brad? Happy New Year's.
Man, thank you. How are you?
I'm hanging, man. I'm out here on this road, man. Hey, my name is Roy. I'm calling in from the Chi-Town here representing Ground and Pound. And I just want to say, you know, hey, happy birthday to my man Martin Luther King, man. His dream will live on within us, man. So we got to keep fighting that fight.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, I want to thank you, man, for your participation. That's all we asking, man. I ain't trying to hem nobody up. I want everybody to hear who be calling in here. You know what I mean? The people that listen at this show are real. And I didn't know how to exploit that. So I appreciate you hitting the one button, man. If you got anything else you want to say, mic is hot. If you don't, hey, I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you.
Hey, I'm trying to do this year in 2014. I'm going to make my first hit. I've been building the car for about 4 years now, and I got everything in there. I'm just winding it up now, so I will be making my first hit and my debut sometime. I don't know when it's going to be, May or June, but hopefully before August. So I'll be out there with y'all, man.
Hey, well, you know, I can tell that, you know what I mean, you know what it takes to have discipline. You know what it takes to persevere. That's some real stuff right there. So that's what I'm talking about right there. People need to hear this stuff. You know what I mean? People need to hear that, you know, how you persevere through 4 years of, you know, sacrificing things in order to get something. That's the type of stuff that I want to explore out on my show, because I know what it's like. I've been there before. I've been there. I'm going through it now, believe you and me. And it's tough trying to come up with money, this and that. So I appreciate you, brother. Ground and Pound.
All right.
One time.
All right, now.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, going back on mute.
All righty. Next on the list, there he is. Folks, we got him in here. The one and only, one of the top-notch guys in the South, down South. I mean deep down South. He is known as the Real Deal Ball-Headed Champ.
Hello. Good morning, sir. Hello there. How you doing there, Brad, man?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Truly blessed. Yeah, I was listening to the show, and one of the things that I really want to do this year is, one thing is I want to get closer and closer to God.
Yeah.
Another thing I want to do, too, is the family. I want all family, friends to come closer and be understanding to each other.
Okay.
And the third one is I am. Go win the 6:32 championship. And one of the main reasons that made me get on here, I was sitting back because I like to listen to the show too. I want to know which that gold rush dude, which brother was he preferring to? That's what I want. That's one thing I want to hear too. At the same time. Did you hear me?
Yes, I already know the answer to that, sir.
Who was one he referring to?
You, sir. He was referring to you. For those of you that don't know, this is my biological brother, Ball-Headed Champ. There's five of us, actually. Four brothers and myself. And this is the Ball-Headed Champ out of Florida. I was waiting on the head one to call Hollywood. He's the junior. And then it's me, and then this one right here, which is the Ball-Headed Champ. We have another one that lives in Minnesota by the name of fat teeth. So, you know, and you know, we also have one. I missed him, Stacy, wherever he is out there. My dad did his thing. It is what it is, and we still here, and to, you know, do what we do. Racing is what we know. Giving the other lane up is what's got to go. So it is what it is. Gabe, you know, do you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, man, just, you know, I like you say, the changes, I like the show, and that the main thing is I like what you're trying to push up, you know, bringing all the guys together. And I want you as, you know, not as just a brother, but as a friend, I want you to stay steadfast on pushing that. And don't let nobody discourage you on trying not to push that. And you, and all of us know, as we all are Bible scholars, what steadfast means. That's, you know, we all know that. And I want you to stay strong on that and keep trying to push that, you know.
Right, right.
And don't care about the negativity. Don't care about who don't agree. If that's in your head, I know as you, as my brother, you are a headstrong type of guy. And sometimes you get a little crazy, but it's all good. We really leave that alone. But stay steadfast on what you're trying to do, and that's a good thing, man. I'm going to say that. But that guy, I know this is a different type of show, but you let that guy know I'm not hard to find, and you know that, Dale. All right, I'm going to sit back.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. There he is, folks, the ball-headed champ. We're going to go on down the list here. I'm feeling so good, and y'all see how this thing going. I don't know why ain't no other lines been punched. There it is. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all don't make me do this here, because I really want to speak to each, and I should be downtown at the MLK building at the march, but yet I said, you know what, I'm going to spend it with the people who support me every Monday, and I'm going to use my holiday to, you know what I mean, help them. And it could be somebody that wanted me to pray for them today. I don't know. I had to get on and do my thing. Y'all don't know the situation y'all put me in. And it saddens me when I have to click on somebody's line that don't want to be talked to or don't want to say hello. This is the stuff that I'm trying to stop right here. So they flashing up now. This is what I'm talking about. I love it. I'm going to get the one, 706-95-13. Welcome
to
the Bird.
Bread man, this dog here, man. I got a couple of things to say right quick there. First, I'm out to fire Ernie. I told Ernie, he on contract not to pump your show up too good there on the day of his show. But on the real note, on Martin Luther King birthday thing, I'm glad to hear about that, because I marched alongside him. I'm proud to say I marched alongside him. So I done did my part a little bit, and I'm gonna continue to try to do my part. But the main thing, Bread Man, we're living for the moment. And the moment right now, Bread Man, goes to you. Goes to you, meaning this, Bread Man. You know how nasty and how rowdy we get on some of these shows and all this here. We need a show like yours and coming to bring us back to earth. And the thing I said, not to brag on your show, but about your show, Bread Man, you as a man, you don't condemn us for out there acting a fool sometimes, saying the wrong stuff, doing the wrong thing, because you know we all human. Without us acting a fool, it wouldn't need people like you to try to help us do the right thing, or other people to help us. So you gotta have something bad for the good to make us do some good. And everybody balances off everybody. And with that being said, Bread Man, your show help us balance off all of some of the negative stuff we do and try to bring us in perspective, even though you let us go a little bit to the left every now and then. But props out to you, Bread Man, and like you said, take it out of your day to day. To still do this show, because your prayer and this show, you don't know what it might help. As long as it helped one person, it helped a lot, man. And with that being said, Bread Man, props out to you, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, Godfather. And, you know, I also, you know, I try to just keep it real. And, you know, you've been helping me. You've been here since day one helping this show. And a lot of people think that, you know, Dog got one of the baddest shows out there. And he don't have to tell me what I do wrong on my show. He don't have to listen at my show when I come off and call me and say, Brett, man, you did this right here, this right there. So, I mean, a lot of people would look at that and be like, dog, hating always on my show. But really, it's making me better. And I don't have to put it out there that he do it, but that's the truth. And, I just got to say thank you, dog, for, you know, being who you are. You know what I mean? When you see game, you always told me I had the ability to do it, and I was afraid. I was afraid to do it.
Well, no, Brad, man, I always said that, and it just so happens I was just getting ready to get you to be on my show to be a little co-host on my show to give me a little bit more level structure, but I'm glad it came out this way. But I got something else I'm thinking about doing too, Brad, man, because people do tune in your show for tips. Now, I know Ernie got his own show, and like I said, we try to pump up Ernie's show as much as we can, and one thing I do like about you, you always mention Ernie's show and vice versa. But I'm going to try to get with – I haven't talked to Ernie yet, but I'm on the way over there right now because we're going to eat in a few minutes. But I want to do this here, Brad, man, unless you can do it. People come on your show to hear the tips now. We need to make sure, if possible, Brad, man, that we got somebody to give a tip if they put 5 minutes on your show anytime we can't get your regular host on to do that. So with that being said, I'm going to go there and I'm going to contract Ernie, whether he like it or not. I ain't talked to him, but I'm already telling him. If it ain't but 5 minutes, I don't want him to do a long show. If you can't find nobody, I'm going to get Ernie to always come on your show. You give him a call, and we're going to always have a way to have a tech tip for your show, because a lot of people look forward to your show for the tech tips, Brent.
Yes, they do. And I appreciate that. And, you know, y'all don't eat too much today. Because if I was in that area, I'd definitely stop over there. Y'all finna have a good time. But I can't believe Dolomite ain't headed over there today. He at work.
Dolomite follows you out on Thursday. The rest of the day off. He kind of come away from Savannah. That's about 2 or 3 hours away, you know. But when he can, he always does come down there and spend the day with us, man. And we're always glad to have old Dolomite down there. And another thing, too, if DJ Grant's still out there, I'm glad to see he coming around pretty good, too. I like the development in him. I've been sitting there just checking him out. And I like the development in DJ Grant, and that's all I'm going to say at this moment right now, because I'm going to get some flack about saying that. But, you know, I can handle whatever happens. Whatever I have to handle, I can handle it, man.
Hey, well, you know this show here, you say what it is, and, you know, it's positive. You know, you didn't say nothing negative about nobody. It's positive, and can't nobody say nothing about that. So it is what it is. And thank you. Thank you, Godfather, and I appreciate you, man, and you have a happy MLK Day.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you. Same to you and all your listeners out there, Brad, man, and your brothers and your family, man. I'm on mute, baby.
All right. Later. Next caller, 708-63-69. Your mic is hot. Welcome to the Brad Man one-time show. Kaboo.
Brad Man. Cadillac,
no,
man.
No, it ain't.
Cadillac is so. Hey, Fleetwood Driver, holding it down on this MLK Day. I have a dream that we all going to be together and we can come in harmony. One time for Dog Man, his face. Ugh, my main man. I listen to my man. He bring it real. The dog keep it 100. Old school. He keeps him 100, so he keeps me grounded, let me know he around, and he get these youngsters, they prosper, he let them know when they wrong. So I just want to come in and support the show, man, and tell everybody a good Martin Luther King Day. We have a dream, we still dreaming. We're trying to make it happen because people like Dog and other people that's in this organization with Mr. Javon, man, a long time ago, we wasn't in this spot. You know, we ain't had nothing like this here. We always was on the side looking in. Now we're on the inside looking out. But we still got a long way to go. But my whole thing is we have unity this year. And we try to do more things with one another. Don't tear one another down. We try to bring a positive note. If you see a brother down or whatever, even your enemy, help him out. Show him love. Give the other cheek. So that's all I want to say, Brad Man, one time in your ear.
Cadillac, appreciate you, man. Appreciate old Cadillac. Shout out. That's all right. But Cadillac, hold on. I forgot Cadillac. Hold on. I can't let you slide out here like that now, Cadillac. You didn't say what you going to improve 2014. What is your dream, your personal dream?
Well, my personal dream is, man, to be better, tune me up, man. I'm a work in progress, brother. I try not to be negative. I try not to, you know, cut the other man down. So, like, once I was out there like that. But, see, God came in and changed my life. Try to be more humble. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
with me being humble, man, I can move mountains. You know what I'm saying? I got to just speak to that mountain. It's going to move, Brad. You understand
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? And
That's right.
guys and the young generation, man, they understand, but they don't understand. Sometimes you got to eat a little crow. To get where
That's
you want
right.
to go and to speak
go.
To your mountain. See, if you speak to your mountain, and your mountain means if you brothers don't know out there situations that you can be in. It's just like what Dog just came on and said. I don't know if a lot of them caught what he said. Hey, man, he's trying to unify this thing all the way around the board. If we all can get aboard and we come on and help. Hey, man, you know this tech, man, get that tip up, man. You can't go to the grave with it. Man, pass it on. It's a new time, a new era. It's real time. You understand? So me and myself, I just want to be a better person.
That's what's up. I like that. I like that, and I appreciate you for sharing that on the show. And, you know, it's, you know, this is what I'm trying to promote for 2014. This is truly, y'all living my dream already. For y'all to come on and participate and just let people really see how you feel deep down. I mean, you know, we may have sometimes you may not feel good, but somebody going to say something to motivate you. And if we
that's what's about.
Start speaking on this show, and because you may tell you something, each individual done motivated somebody to key in and click in. It's happening. You know what I mean? Each individual, after you talk, somebody else pushing the button. I'm not opening these mics up on my own. They're just popping on here, and they coming on with some good stuff. Now, with that being said, we're going to move on along. Cadillac Man, one time for your mind. Appreciate you.
On time. On you.
Hey, Bread Man, am I still open, Bread Man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You still open. Go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, Bread Man, you keep asking us how we're going to change now. Now, that was my man Cadillac now. Now, when you get a man like that, like, come on in and say what he said. Like I said, a lot of people don't listen to what we say because of who we are. Now, Cadillac just come on there and said some strong stuff and told y'all that we trying to put all this stuff together. We can have our differences, but we all can come together. Right there just shows that what you call me. See, look at me and Cadillac. Now, we get on another show and just act a strong fool, but then we get on this show and we know how to act. That means we know how to change and we know how to blend in and do what we got to do to make this thing go, man. That's what it means, man. Cadillac, how you doing out there, brother?
Oh, let me, he went on, he wanted to go on mute. I don't know if he's making noise. Cadillac, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Dog, man, appreciate that, man. Hey, Dog, man, I know y'all be rapping. We be hitting at one another, man. But you know what, man? You, man, I was listening to you last night on the other channel, man. Dude, you be bringing it straight up 100, man. You old school for real. You in that boat, man, with me. And I like that about you, man. You 100. And when you be 100, see, it's a thing that everybody said he's 100. They ain't 100, bruh. You know what I'm saying? This thing that we got, it started with a man came all the way from Augusta, Georgia, down south, named Martin Luther King, man, came into the struggle for us, man. We all Martin Luther Kings in one, you know what I'm saying, because we all can make a difference. If we just come together and want to be unified and everybody don't want to be a chief, everybody can't be the chief. It takes Indians to move a mountain, baby. You know, that's our whole thing. If we can get past that, bro, man, it ain't no turning where we can be in this game. Because we done come a long ways, man. We done come a very long way. But like I said, I've been listening to the show for a year now.
Cadillac, you're telling the truth. That's what I always told Bread Man. Like, Bread Man, we talk. We don't agree to everything, but I told Bread Man. This is what I told him. I said, Bread Man, as long as you tell the truth and do your show just by telling the truth, you ain't never got to worry about nothing. Everything else going to take care of itself, brother.
That's it. That's it. That's the main thing, you know. And you have to, if somebody don't stand for something, that means you'll fall for anything. We all got to make a stand. If it's just telling the tip about a tiger or telling a tip about how to set your nitrous up or your or a wire or something, whatever you know about tech, and or if you know something about your car. I know everybody don't like telling secrets, but you know what? Secrets sometimes are not always good to tell, but sometimes you got to take, you know what, man, somebody else might be going through this here. I had to pay for it, but you know what? I'm going to pass it on just anyway because y'all paint cars. And see, when we paint cars, detailing cars, and just doing body work on cars, I just wouldn't tell nobody, man, how to do a little this, do a little that. But the youngsters, I see them going through and say, man, try this here. And they say, man, that, and it's simple stuff. And they, but they don't understand. You have to pay to learn this knowledge. See, knowledge is power, bro. We have a whole lot of power. We can just look at something and we pick it up like that. Other folks don't do that. You understand what I'm saying? The power is in you, which is invested. If you want to bring it out, you got to find your craft. See, everybody got a purpose on this land, in this world. You understand? God put some good in all of us. So what God gives you, you have to lay there and roll with it, man. And you have to know how to put it out. Sometimes, well, how do I put it out? You just have to know. Sometimes he'll give it to you, and you'll just say something, just word of mouth. You can tell somebody, man, how to do this, how to do that. So that's how it really is, man. So I thank the Lord for all this that happened. I'm glad I started listening to this show, to the program. Because, like I said, it's been a year and 2 weeks now for me listening to this program. Because, like I said, I was listening to BET Butt Naked, and they made me want to keep my car because I was going to sell my cars. So, you know, hey, man, it's a good thing, man. Like I said, you pick up a lot of tips, dude, a lot of tips. All you got to do is listen.
Well, there y'all have it. There y'all have it from the Cadillac Man. Cadillac, I appreciate all your support. You've been there from day one, 100.111. You've been there. So I appreciate you, Cadillac. And we going to keep doing what we do, though. Next caller, where y'all at? Y'all going to hit this one button because I'm going down the list. I got to speak to everybody. 912-34-56, how you doing today? Going in there. I'm going in because the show over. There he is. There we got it. We got one. 813-0041. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How are you?
What up? Bread Man.
What's going on? We got the one and only Mr. Heads Up 650 himself. Mr. T.
Good morning. Bread Man, I just want to say happy birthday.
Yes, sir.
To all of brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want to say that I'm very humble today. Got a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom to pass on. I try to pass it on to these young folks. You know, I've seen some things that I don't care for. You know, I was talking to the guy the other day, and he was saying that his daughter was going out on a date, and the young fellow popped outside and text messaged her for her to come outside. I said, what did you do? He said, she went on out. I said, hey, man, back up. He needs to come shake your hand. If he don't have enough respect for you to come shake your hand and take your daughter out, then she don't need to be going up with him.
That's old school right there now. But see, if we don't make a stand, and if you didn't, you know, if he let it happen, then they think that it's going to keep on doing it. It's just like anything. You know what I mean? When you see something wrong and don't say nothing and let it keep going on and going and going, and it's going to keep on moving. But, you know, me personally, I didn't let that happen with my daughter. You know what I mean? I needed to know their parent. I need to meet their parents. That's how I did it with my daughter. I wanted to meet their parents. Don't just come over here, even with my sons. I don't play that. I want to meet their parents. Don't tell me you're going to bring a particular individual over here. I'm going to go ahead and keep it real. I got to keep it 100. There's been the other color that wanted to date my son. And I say, well, if we can meet their parents, it'd be fine. If it's okay with their parents. And that was a done deal right there. Y'all know what happened after that. Come on now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I'm just keeping it real. I mean, it ain't like I love everybody. And I wasn't mad at my children. I just say I would like to meet their parents. If they said it's okay that you date their daughter, then they need to meet us then. And we can sit down and have dinner together since y'all going to be liking each other like that, because anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? So
it is
what it is, you know. But that's – I'm glad. What is your dream for 2014, Mr. Tiff?
My dream for 2014 is, hey, man, I don't know how much better of a family man I can be, but you know, I'm all about family. You guys should know that because you will never see me at the track without them. But
right.
I want to be a better family man than what I am, man, and keep passing on my knowledge and my wisdom to the young brothers, because I do a little public speaking and to the young brothers, and I like to pull them to the side and talk to them every now and then, that head on right, because I try to pass it on. Know how to be a gentleman, you know. I'm big on that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, and you know, you can go on mute. I'm gonna leave your mic available in case you want to do some public speaking to somebody that might come on this line. So, if I open up your mic, y'all go to mute. I'm leaving all mics open. Leaving all mics open in case somebody want to interject and say something to somebody. You can go ahead and do that. I'm coming on in with them now, but I am going down the list for the ones that already spoke. Your mics be hot and live, so just put your phone on mute. I'm going down the list. It ain't many people
hey,
left.
Hey, Brad, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brad, man. Hey, Brad,
hey, man. I was Tiff. How did the race go yesterday?
The race yesterday didn't pan out to be a race. We didn't have enough cars for me to take the class. And so everybody just made hot laps, you know. Everybody was shaking down doing testing. No major grudge races went on. Had a little incident in the 28-29 shootout. It wasn't but two cars, but the track owner ran those two cars because he didn't have a minimum car count on that particular race. So he had $1,500 out there. So Perez and Richard ran. And had a little incident down at the end of the track that two cars came together and tore up both cars pretty bad. And all the drivers was good. I was very happy and thankful for that. And I understand Richard won the race, and he gave the winning fight to Perez to help him fix his car. From what I understand, you know, the car got out of control down at the end down there and came over, hit his quarter panel or something there. So anyway, that's the way it ended.
Well, that was very stand-up of Richard. And I'm glad that both of them are okay as well. I thought I had that gentleman's number to get him in here and, you know, wish him well. But it's all good. I'll be speaking to him on both parties. And I'm sorry to hear that about the cars, but I am happy that both of them are okay. So,
yeah, that turned out great. And the car show, though, was off the chain. They had the Martin Luther King car show down there. And anything you wanted to see was down there. The car show was a good car show, but, you know, and the guys got some nice-looking cars, and I have to applaud them for the money that they put in them, the way they look. You know, young guys, at least they're doing something positive with, you know, and building those cars. I don't know. I like race cars myself, but if that's their cup of tea, I'm all for them. As long as they ain't doing nothing, that's the worst they can do. I'm good with it.
Right. Well, with that being said, we're going to move on down this list. I am going to open every mic and say something, and there's still a couple of people left on the line, and we're drawing near the time, and I said I wanted to speak to every individual that called in here, so y'all don't be mad at me, but this got to happen. 404-6398, welcome to the morning show. How are you? Hello.
What's going on, Fred? I'm out here on the grill, y'all, so I'm going to have some noise going on.
Okay. But, you know, right quick, thank you for having you on, and just a quick dream for 2014. Go ahead. One quick dream.
Just work a little harder and make things much more possible.
That'll work. That'll work for me. Thank you. I'm going to throw you back on mute. That's how easy it is, folks. It's just that easy. One quick dream for 2014. Going to the next one, 803-5690. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show. Hello. Good God Almighty, boy, y'all, boy, I tell you. Going to the next caller, 678. Oh, whoa, 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 somebody done came in. They done came in and hanging up on me. That's okay. 773-7115. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show. Kaboo.
What's happening, Bread Man? This is Kid in Chicago. What's going on, man?
Man, Mr. Kid, what is going on? Happy MLK Day. The Kid out of Chi-Town.
Yes, indeed, man. I'm just enjoying my day off, man. And my dream is to try to visit more race sites this year in 2014, man.
Okay. Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yep.
And I'm going to say you are on, I want to say you normally get on everybody's show. I be sitting back on other folks' shows and, you know, I be listening and, you know, but Kid, you be on everybody's show. Everybody.
Yeah, well, I like to show my support, you know, man. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I commend you and applaud you for doing what you do. That's hard for me to do, though. I have to really sometimes, it put me in check sometimes, you know, especially for y'all that don't know, Mr. Tip, he hasn't, I'm going to go back to him. He has started a new show now down in Florida. So, Kid, I'm while he's on here, make sure you get in, y'all exchange numbers and, you know, get in on, tap in on him too. And he's got a nice little thing going on for the local guys down there. It sounds like it's going to be a pretty nice thing. So, but So, your dream for 2015 is to go to more racing tracks.
14, Bread Man. 14. Don't rush me. Don't rush me, Bread Man.
Oh yeah. You're right. You're right. I'm sitting up here. I'm sitting up here looking at his number. His last number is 15, and I'm sitting up here like, you know, we look at all these numbers, DJ, and they get me. You're right. 2014. Your dream. I'm messing up my own slope. What is your dream for 2014, and what it was is to visit more tracks.
Right.
That's good. That's
what's
good.
Going on, Kid? Let me know. I'm back, Brett. Yeah, just let you know I'm back.
Okay. So,
what am DJ?
What's up, Kid? Doing all right?
Oh, no, but I'm doing all right, man. You know, like I said, I'm just enjoying my day off today. Yep. Thought I'd call in and catch Brett, man, before I get out here and run a few errands.
Yeah, Brett run a tight ship over here. I like old Brett, man. So.
Yep.
I do what I can. I appreciate it, though. Hey. Just stay by you. You want me to leave you open, Kid, or you want me to close you down? Which one you want me to do?
Go ahead and close me down, because I'm finna run some errand, Bread Man.
Oh, you don't want no background noise. I'm throwing you in mute, then. Appreciate that. The Kid, Chi-Town. I'm going on down the list. I think I was right here on 803-5690. I thought I don't. 803-5690. Your mic is hot. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How you doing? Hello. He got scared to say something on MLK Day. Boy, I tell you, got to be more careful. They sure hanging up.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
Brad.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Tip.
Hey, we free, man. We can speak. We can talk.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. These folks, man, they acting like they... Well, I tell you, they MLK Day, I say I want to talk to everybody, say hello. And these folks scared to say hello to me, man. All right, I'm going on down the list. I'm leaving your mic open. 678-8030. Good Lord. How you doing? How you doing? Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How you doing? Hello. Good God Almighty. Going on down to the next one, 41, 42. Your mic is hot. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, pretty good.
All righty, all righty. What's your dream for 2014?
I don't know. you have to be a better man, and I don't know. That's all I can say right now.
Hey, that's all you need to say. Appreciate you. I appreciate you for talking. You ain't got to be scared. It's all good. You're going back on mute. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you very much. Uh-oh. He thought he said something. I hung him up. What'd you say?
I ain't scared. It's Christine. You know who this is.
I've been saying press one. I've been wanting to talk to you. And say,
I had somebody on the other line. I was on the other line listening to your show at the same time.
Okay.
What do you say, Christine? How you doing?
Pretty good, Tip.
Hey, man, that was a noble thing you did last night. Well, how Harry was too. Now, I tell you, man, you're a stand-up guy. You're a stand-up guy, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a good guy, and I mean, I just, my car ain't bad every single day, and I just trying to, I know he got that race in February, and I was just looking out for him.
Hey, I tell you what, man, I heard that this morning. I got to call you. I'm glad you're on here so I can tell you. Man, I tell you what, that says a lot about you and your character, and my hat's off to you, brother. Hey, Brad, buddy.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm here.
Oh. Yeah, I know you were calling me. I was on the end. I was talking to a guy. The guy was checking on me.
Yeah. Yeah, Brad, man, I just want to say thank you for calling into the Tip Radio Show and giving me the support that you do. We're trying to think of a name for it, so we might call it Thursday Night Thunder. I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be good to get a name for it. Very good.
Yeah. All right.
Brad, man, I'm still trying to get that newcomer of the year, so. I got one more up under my belt, so I'm working my way up there.
Yeah, I
what'd you say, Brad? Hey, Brad,
no,
man, listen to
y'all. I'm right here. Well, DJ, take over from the right quick. I got somebody came to the door right quick. Hold on.
All right.
I'm
taking over, but I have no power to let nobody in or nothing.
I'm going to be right here. I ain't far from it. Go ahead.
All right. Well, anybody else on the mic, unmuted.
You don't need nobody else. DJ, you don't need nobody else. You got me on here. That's enough.
Okay, who is this?
This is Christine from Florida.
What's up,
I'm messing around.
Y'all getting your program ready for this year, man? Y'all ready?
Well,
what you
I got moving ready. I went to Papa Red last night.
Y'all had what now? Y'all had who?
Papa Red last night.
Okay, who got the music in the background?
I got another car coming out this, probably about the end of this month.
Okay.
Be on 28th.
Let me tell y'all something. I said it on my show a couple of times, but y'all would not believe the amount of cars, the amount of new cars that are coming out in 2014. I mean, it's some bad cars coming out in 2014. That's going to change the game, shake up the game, and really just make the game, you know, better. But there's some stuff coming in 14, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to be one of them. Like I said, I want to try to get that newcomer of the year. I got a white Camaro right now, but it ain't in the plan with everybody else, but it runs good. But I got an 01 Mustang coming out on 28 with an F3 Pro Charger.
Uh-oh. Like you said, what year is it?
01.
Okay.
Yeah.
My body's fast.
I'll push my car again.
Ooh. I tell you, man, it's going to be, it's shaping up to be a hell of a year, man.
Yeah,
I'm back. Thank y'all. Thank you, DJ.
Yes,
yeah, I had a friend stop in here that I ain't seen in a minute. But I got one, two. I got about five more callers. I want to open the mic since y'all didn't press it and see what's going on. Everybody, mic that's on here is open, so y'all might want to go to mute so we can hear what they're talking about. So give me 1 minute. 478-5467. Your mic is live. How are you?
All right, Brett, man. What's going on this morning, man?
Nothing much. Nothing much. How you got? What you got going on? Your dream for 2014. Come on with it.
Oh, man, my dream for 2014 is to see more action, make more money, and keep the family happy, man.
Man, that sounds great. I appreciate you for listening, and I appreciate you for having the balls to speak up when I clicked on you. I ain't going to even ask who you is, but I know almost who you is. The voice sounds very familiar, but I ain't going to put it out there. I'm going to just leave it at that. But thank you for participating and listening in on the show, my brother. Appreciate you. Happy
you got
MLK.
It.
All right. Next caller that I'm going to, 678-8163. Good afternoon. Your mic is hot. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How are you?
Bread, you had me on there already, man.
Oh. You back at the bottom of the list. God, dog. All right. Going on down. 252-9986. Your mic is live. How are you?
All right. How you doing, Bread Man?
Oh, man. I'm doing good. Your dream for 2014. Come on with it.
Try to race this year. I worked all last year. Won't able to go to the track, but I'm going to try to do something this year.
That's what's up. Well, I appreciate you for stepping up to the plate, and we're going to move on down the list, unless you got anything else you want to add.
No, that's all.
All right, then. Appreciate you, Chief. Next one. These my last two, so hopefully y'all, you know, do what you do. 478. 8870. Your mic is hot. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How are you? Hello. Yeah, they don't want to say nothing. Got this one already. 773-7399. Your mic is hot.
What's going on, Bread? How you doing this morning?
Just fine, and yourself?
I'm hanging. I had one part of my teammate speak, so this is the other part. This is Jeff out of Chicago from Ground and Pound.
Man, that's what, ho, Jeff, out of Ground
yes,
and Pound.
Yes, sir.
Well, all I'm going to say, Jeff, is y'all had a great 2013, so what is your dream in 2014?
To do even better for 2014. Like you said, we got brand new cars coming out, so we want to get out there and have some fun, man. Fellowship and travel more tracks. Of course, it's a family-oriented thing, so bring as many family members that we can.
Right. I understand that. And I want to thank you, man, for getting on here, and showing support. Y'all always been down Ground and Pound. I ain't gonna lie. There's several of you guys calling in all the time and listening at the show. And I just want to say, man, I hope all your dreams come true. And with that being said, man, I'm gonna step on back out of here and let you go on listen in. And it's coming down and narrowing down to the show. Thank you, Dale. How good. Well, gentlemen. This is the last of the show. Let me go back to Big Daddy Racing here. Big Daddy Racing, you still open?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to say, man, I'm thankful that everything worked out as far as you walking away from that accident. And I want to say publicly that you are a stand-up brother for giving the earnings in which you've received to help someone repair their car. I want to say that, man. A lot of times we as the racers, when we sign that waiver form, it is what it is. But if we continue to help one another, this is what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? You felt compelled to help him, and I'm sure that you're going to be blessed one day for it. You know what I mean? And I want to say thank you, man, for being who you are.
you know.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but like I said, it was just a race. So, I mean, mine wasn't that bad as everybody think it is. And, I mean, I just felt it was right that I helped him out to get him back on his feet as quick. I got a new car coming out anyway, so it was just best to give it to him to get his car back together before he can try to make that race in February.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, with that being said, I'm going to use that as your closing statement. You got any closing statements? I'm starting at the bottom and going all the way to the top to the people, Mike. What we do here is you say, hey, Brad, man, you leave somebody with something positive and get on out of there. You can go to mute, and I'm going up, you know what I mean? So what do you have to leave with this show with something positive? Go ahead.
My thing is that we're going to race together, be a family, and it'll all work out for everyone.
That sounds good. That sounds good. There it is, folks. Big Daddy Racing is what they call themselves out of Florida. Hey, I appreciate you for calling in. I look forward to you continuing to sponsor the show. Thank you, Chief.
I will. All right, you have a good one.
You too. All righty. 803-5690. Your mic is still open. We're going up closing statements there. You got anything closing statement? Hello? Well, moving on. Got to get out of here. Going on up the list here. Going on up the list. 813-0041. Mr. Tibbs, and got to you. Come on with it. Closing statement.
Yes, sir, Mr. Breadman. This is Martin Luther King's birthday. I want everybody out there to enjoy the rest of their day on Martin Luther King's birthday and celebrate it in a positive manner the way it should be celebrated. And live your dream. Live your dream. Tip Radio, we out.
Appreciate it, Tip. I'm going to throw you in here. 708-6369. Come on with it. Closing statement.
Closing statement, man. God be good to all of us, man, and have a successful new year and bring 2014 in here like a bang, and we all be courageous. That's me. One time in your ears into the world. We walking and walking. We got to talk that talk. Cadillac out and gone.
It is. Appreciate you, Cadillac. Let me see who left in here. 706. Dog, you next. You next, dog. Come on with it.
No, Brad, man, you're doing a good job, man. We just want to say today, for all y'all that don't know it, on Ask Ernie today, he should have my man Pete from MSD. And if you got any of them gremlins in the MSD system today, you might want to come on Ernie's show today at 6 o'clock. And, Brad, man, we appreciate everything you do, and we appreciate you coming over here helping us out. So all I can say is tune in today at 6 p.m. On the Ask Ernie and the Willie Dog Show, and we should have a damn good informational show for you. And like you said, Brad, man, these shows ain't worth a damn unless we get some participation. Just sitting back listening don't do the show no good, brother. And with that being said, God bless you, Brad, man. Happy Martin Luther King birthday, and y'all be safe out there, man.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it. There y'all have it, folks, the Godfather. Oh, let me see. We got a there it is, the ball-headed champ. Come on with it, the ball-headed champ. Come on with it. You next.
Oh, guys, I want to say a great show, and, you know, it was pretty good. I like how everything turned out and everything. It was real good. Tonight I'm going to tune in. I got a couple questions I want to ask Ernie. So I'm going to ask him on his show. I want to ask him, you know, a few things about the transmission. So I'll just wait till tonight, and I think they're having lunch now. I'll just wait till tonight and ask him on his show. Would that be fine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Get on any of these shows, Ball-Headed Champ, because no question is a dumb question. So get on any of them, especially those Ernie's on. We definitely, because I'm going to just say, if y'all call Ernie, it helps me tremendously. So y'all
man,
help me.
Say, man,
yeah.
Man, I can't believe you wouldn't walk over to the man, and say hello to the man. That kind of hurt that man.
No,
I kind of feel like he's a real good guy, man. I got to kind of get on you on that, man.
No, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. Dog will tell you where I was most of the time during Mike Hill race. I was right there with him on the line. I really just never had a chance. And
And then we had Jolly Rancher and them car. I was working with them. You know, they let me on the Taliban team. They waxed their car and had Mandrill car there. And we just had a bunch of cars that we was racing, man. You know how it is when you fail racing. I really wasn't there to just mingle and, you know, fellowship. I didn't have the time. I really didn't. Me and old Mac, it was about 11:30 at night. I'll never forget that day. Me and him was sitting down there on the trunk of a car, and this guy had done cooked all his food for us. This man said, I saved y'all a steak. He had one steak left. Me and Mac cut it in half, ate that steak, and fell out and went to sleep. Our feet was hurting and everything. There's a lot of people that are racing. It is what it is. So,
I want to say, I'm sorry to hear about Richard Cobb and everything.
Yeah,
you know, it kind of hurt me because, you know, we had skinned him up earlier this, you know, year. Now we won't be able to skin him up no more, and that just kind of made me sad, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad he's okay
and everything, but dang, I just want to skin him up one more time and make it really, really right. And I just feel bad about that.
Well, I'm gonna just tell you, I don't think that's the car. That the car that we raced wasn't the car that probably got damaged. So
I was at a track. It was the car. He 29. And I'm gonna say this here. He did look good yesterday. He was getting down the track. He did look good when he raced Trump Perez. But he looked good for what he was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He didn't look good for where we, you know, how we drug him. But I just feel bad, man, because I would not be able to get him again. It hurt me to my heart, man.
All right. Well, there it is, and I'm sure y'all will be talking soon about what you said. So with that being said, let me move on up the list, Gabe. Have a good one. Let me see. 708-8961, you next. Moving on up.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Hold on. Let me get you back in there.
I'm on the road. Yeah. I just want to say God bless everybody, man, and their families, and we'll see y'all at a track soon. That's all I can say right now. I'm out.
All right. Appreciate you. Appreciate you for your support. 912-274. Dolomite. Dolomite. Probably fell asleep, y'all, with a customer one. Let me get him on. Dolomite, I know what you want to say. Let me say it for you, Dolomite. You're going to continue to try to exploit the small guy, and that's a stand-up thing. We got you covered. Appreciate your participation, Dolomite. Well, DJ, it comes down to me and you. You left me. Come on with
me. Well, like, as usual, great show, Brett, man. I just want to, you know, let everybody know that let's just keep it racing this year. I think it'll be, I think we have a better time if we keep it racing and less personal. And I want everybody to be safe and God bless everybody.
That sound good. Well, with that being said, I appreciate you for coming on, helping me out today, DJ, and I look forward to
doing
all the things that you need to be doing to get your organization together too, and definitely fellowship at the track here in the near future. Thank you for your time. All righty. Let me throw you in here. Well, y'all know it's down to me, and, you know, I have I never leave the show without some type of inspirational vitamin. And with that being said, let me go ahead and get it in here. When a train goes through a tunnel and it gets dark, you don't throw away the ticket and jump off. You sit still and trust the engineer, no matter how dark your situation may be. Well, folks, appreciate you for y'all time. Y'all get somewhere, motivate somebody. Go out and enjoy yourself on this MLK Day. Happy birthday, Martin. And we will always remember and continue to push the things in which you wanted us to be doing, which is being nonviolent, but standing up for what's real. And that was not. I appreciate every caller that called in. This is the Bread Man. One time for your mind. We over. We out.